Route 66 was bypassed by the interstates, but the song keeps going. It made NPR's list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. Hannah Lord reports.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66.
That skinny two-lane highway has occupied the American consciousness since 1926. Its winding black pavement was the first road to link Chicago to Los Angeles. And over the years, millions of Americans looked for adventure, refuge, and opportunity along its path.
Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66.
Chances are the Chicago-born pianist Nat King Cole traveled Route 66 for the first time in the early 1930s as a teenager in a bus. He and his older brother Eddie played in a dance band that toured small clubs from Illinois to Oklahoma. Then they joined the touring company of UB Blake's Shuffle Along. Eventually, Nat King Cole made it to Los Angeles. In 1937, he and two musician friends, bassist Wesley Prince and guitarist Oscar Moore, formed the King Cole Trio. Nat King Cole was already a well-known jazz musician by the time Bobby Troup headed west from his home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Troup, an ex-Marine, was an up-and-coming songwriter. In the early 1940s, he wrote for Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey. And Sammy Kaye made a hit out of his song, Daddy.
Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me.
With the royalties from Daddy, Bobby Troup bought a used Buick and he and his wife headed for Los Angeles. He talked about the trip in a 1985 radio interview.
My first wife and I were eating at a Howard Johnson's restaurant and looking at the road map. And she looked at it and she said, why don't you write a song about Route 40? And I said, well, that's really kind of silly because we're going to pick up Route 66 right outside of Chicago and then take it all the way into Los Angeles. So we're driving along. She said, get your kicks on Route 66. I said, God, that's a marvelous idea for a song.
Troup finished half of the lyrics in the car. Once he got to L.A., he hooked up with an agent named Bullets Dergstrom, who insisted that Troup play some of his songs for Nat King Cole. In an interview with biographer Robert Roth, Bobby Troup said he was a nervous wreck when he first met Cole.
So I sat down at the piano. I'll never forget it. It was in a little riser at the piano. And I was so nervous. I got on the riser and it slipped off the bench slipped off the riser and I went backwards. And anyway, I got back on and I played. And I played a Baby Baby all the time. And he loved that song. Because he can say baby better than anyone in the world. And every other song I probably played, he said, oh, that baby song, I like that baby song.
Lord, I pray that you will listen to my plea. Keep her close to you so she'll come back to me and call me baby, baby all the time.
I was trying to think of something right now. How often do you get an opportunity to play for Nat King Cole? I said, Nat, I wrote a song on the way out here. It's just half finished, but I think maybe you'd like it. So I played 66, and he liked it so much, he started playing with me. And he said, Bobby, he said, get me Baby Baby all the time. Finish Route 66 and give me that, and I'll record them both. So on March 16th, 1946, she recorded both of them.
Nat King Cole's recording of Bobby Troup's Route 66 spent 8 weeks on the pop charts. When Troup died last year, he'd earned more than $4 million in royalties from that song alone.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
For Nat King Cole, Route 66 marked a turning point. In the early 1940s, he was a respected jazz pianist, and some of his trio's jazz recordings have been called masterpieces. But by the mid-40s, that began to change, in part because Nat King Cole wanted to reach more people, as he told the BBC in 1963.
My choice of song was directed completely by commercial interest because, to be honest with you, I'm a businessman, and I think when I say business, you're just like a salesman in a store, or you take one of your big department stores. Their aim is to try to encourage you to come in and buy, and they've come up with merchandise that has a mass appeal.
Nat King Cole's pop singing made him a household name, and Route 66 is still a hit with audiences. Jazz guitarist John Pizzarelli says one explanation is Bobby Troup's playful lyrics.
It was always a great song to play on gigs, and people always sang along. You always got to the, you know, it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. And you'd hear people yelling out places, Joplin, Missouri, hey, you know, it was Kingman. They always liked Kingman, Barstow, and San Bernardino. And lyrically, I think it's clever. And that cleverness is makes it, you know, goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. And everybody always can remember those kind of little lines that exist in that song.
Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Route 66 is still popular for another reason, says Cole biographer Daniel Epstein.
This song is a sort of a call to America to get out, to see the country, to explore things. It's a song with tremendous dimension, tremendous versatility, and a wonderful appeal to people's sense of fun and adventure.
Far fewer Americans drive cross-country these days, but for millions of people, the song Route 66 continues to conjure an image of riding westward, with the top down, along a two-lane blacktop, looking for adventure. Just last year, Congress decided this was an image worth holding on to. They approved $10 million for the preservation of Route 66. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Lord.